This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Spike not here, but don't worry. Ike is still here. If you're leaving the ballpark or on your way down, we do that every day at 5:30. So if you're first time tuning into the program, make sure you tune back in every day at 5:30.
I'll be honest with you. You are a little powerful.
Well, listen, in here. So here's my issue.
I'm used to you being in here singing. I'm used to you being in there where Buzz is at right now. And you, like, literally definitely oversang me.
Boy, yeah. So here's the thing. Yes. Inside the show. Yeah. In there, I turn my mic down a little bit because I know I can be a little bit loud.
Okay.
Because as someone who had 11 solos in the middle school choir, sometimes you know you got it.
Right.
And everyone out there is like, wow, what a beautiful rendition of One Last Breath by Creed. But in here, I can't really control my mic. So unfortunately, when I sing and these beautiful pipes start piping, I can't really control it. So
even, listen, I didn't even hear Buzz.
Well, thank God. I mean, that's a win for everyone. No one needs to hear that droning on from Dan Wilson.
Wow.
So, again, first time listening to the show, don't you worry. Now, we're probably only doing it for another month and a half. So,
yeah, you better, yes.
God forbid.
Oh, is it dying? Did I miss this?
Well, so the goal is Creed's coming in middle of July. Mm-hmm. If we get Scott Stapp on to sing that, then it's done.
Because you retire it right there.
Of course. We can't.
Yeah, we can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Understood.
Then we have to find another 90s rock song to start belting out at that point and get their lead singer on. And that's how the bit continues. And that's how Ike gets further and further
away from the delegation.
Away from the delegation. And
less Corey calls.
In deep doo-doo. Now, when Spike and I just hosted, the delegation didn't even check in that day, which was...
A lot of Chad, a lot of Brad.
Brett.
A lot of Chad, a lot of Brad.
Yep. There was...
Maybe a few Lyles.
It was disappointing, man. It really was. I thought we were well...
I thought we were all one,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, turns out. You think you know people. The Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Obviously, we don't have one up because I didn't feel like putting one up on a short show. We will get back to we'll get to Everyday Eagles here in just a second, but on to the Phils. Jordan is in Princeton. What's happening, Jordan?
Good afternoon, guys. Wonderful Phillies win today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Never a doubt, buddy. Never a doubt.
Yeah, never a doubt. As I was sitting there with heart palpitations, I never had a doubt that Jordan Romano was going to load the bases and then somehow get us out of that.
Listen, Mitch Williams did it. A lot of closers do it. It's all right.
Yeah, that's why I have heart problems. I was 10 years old in 1993. I had to live through it once. I'm living through the same thing again. A guy with bad hair and poor control trying to close out Phillies games. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I know. But are you, overall, though, are you worried about the bullpen? I mean, or are you feeling pretty positive?
I'm worried about the bullpen. We have to commit to the changes that we're going to make using the pitching staff that we have, because it's not like the Phillies have a poor pitching staff. They have an overwhelming number of options of starters, And at some point, they're just going to have to commit to who's going to go to the bullpen and who's not. And is Nola going to be a good pitcher this year or not? And does that affect what we're going to do with Ranger Suarez or not? But I'm less worried about that. What I'm worried about, so I went to the game today. I'm on my way home right now.
Right.
Guys, I love day games. You know, I'm in my 40s. I got kids who are preteens. I got baseball, all this stuff. I met you guys at Clearwater, the spring training parking lot. So I'm a real, like, I like going to Phillies games.
Right.
And I'm there today. And I get my, you know, I get a seat on the way down, first row behind the dugout. Right, the best seat. Right there, you're at the staircase. I got a Phillies Insider of the Year bit for you coming up.
Oh.
But I really screwed myself today with these phenomenal seats because the broadcast put me on and everybody I work with called me out. I got texts from people I don't talk to in the office for months at a time. They all saw me on the broadcast. I got outed, guys.
That's not right.
I don't know what I'm going to do here.
Can't they let the guy live a little bit?
I mean, let you go to a game and be happy.
Yeah, come on, Jordan. That's not right by your coworkers.
I'm just trying to play a little hooky on a freaking Thursday. You know, it's been a crappy week. The rain and everything. You get gifted this 1 p.m. game, and they're sending me screenshots. And
well, hold on, though. Hold on. To combat this and you know, maybe throw a little fly in the ointment here, you didn't have to buy a seat right above the dugout. You know, you could have gotten a normal seat.
You could have been a little more discreet.
Yeah.
I know, but this is taking advantage of the 1 p.m. game that nobody was expecting. It was such an undersold game. Like, this is what you got to do as a father and a person pretending to be a professional in this world. It's the best that I can do at this point.
All right. It's still mostly your coworker's fault, but you didn't have to buy a seat right above the dugout. You could have been at least in the Hall of Fame club.
That's true. Well, you know, and here's my question. Half of them are Mets fans. So what are these losers doing watching the Phillies game? You want to watch what a good baseball team looks like?
Yeah, you want to watch a 225 hitter making $765 million? What a loser. What a loser Juan Soto is.
I love it. You could dry your tears on my Phillies jersey with that Juan Soto contract. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. My Phillies Insider of the Year. I'm going to make a play for this. You know, I saw some things in spring training, but where I'm sitting, Harper, he's right there at the staircase. You know, he's not playing. He's not dressed for the game. But I asked him, Harper, you okay? And he gave me a thumbs up and a fist bump, so I think he's okay. And that's my reporting on Bryce Harper.
Hey, there you
great
go.
Talking to you guys. Go Phillies tonight.
Yeah, go Phillies. Right. That's a big scoop.
Yeah, that's a big scoop.
That's a big scoop.
We're sitting on the steps there.
Alex Harper. Call one, Jordan two.
Yep. Fritz a million. Yeah, we're just moving further and further.
Yes, Fritzy's just further and further.
Further
down
and further down the rankings. Down the rankings. Yes, if he missed it, Harper is out of the lineup in game two, which, again, who knows? If they lose game one, does he go game two? I'm perfectly fine with it. And quite frankly, this is going to be a dicey one. I mean, they're going to probably have to extend Wheeler as long as he can go here because the bullpen, not exactly the deepest. You're not going to pitch guys on back-to-back days. I hope L.A. is not – or not back-to-back days. You're not going to pitch guys on both ends of a doubleheader. If L.A. is listening, I'm sorry. These guys aren't built like they used to be. So you're not going to see Romano, Kerkering, Strom. Maybe Jose Ruiz. Jose Ruiz can close out this one. Joe Ross, Tanner Banks.
No, you know what? You're just going to need Wheels to go seven.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Seven or eight, man.
You know what? Hey, how about this? It's Wheels versus Chris Sale. First one dies on the mound. You know, but
I like that.
Leave it all on the line.
We got payback.
Yeah, no
to
bullpens.
Get on Chris Sale.
Yeah, Chris Sale owes this one.
That, we got payback to get on.
That joke. You didn't even finish
look at him this year.
Yeah, he couldn't mix in one stinker at the end of last year and give us our $90 on the Zach Wheeler Cy Young bet.
Seriously, man.
Man, what a loser. All right, so speaking of Nola, I thought Dave Dombrowski, he was on again. He's on the show with Joel Sherman and John Heyman yesterday talking about the Phillies. And one thing that I thought was interesting is he's still spreading positivity about Aaron Nola. Here is what Dave Dombrowski had to say yesterday.
He's progressing in the fashion that we'd like to. It was an interesting chore we talked about in the wintertime, pitching the Arizona Fall League, knew he was healthy. But what we tried to do was figure out, not only from a health perspective, but having him available to pitch later in the season
all
for
right.
us.
Hold on. Pause that for a second. So that's about Painter. Now I
was labeled Nola.
Now I might have labeled it wrong.
Oh, my God.
I know you're locked in on that cut. You couldn't wait to hear it. You told me in the break I need to hear the Nola cut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, is the other Noah cut to do this on the air, I believe, is a minute and like 15 seconds.
A minute 10.
Okay. So here is this Buzz, not your fault. This one's on me. So here is Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about Aaron Nola.
Nola was not pitching well before he hurt his ankle, and now he's hurt his ankle. I wonder if you could give us a progress report on where he is, when he might be back, and do you still believe that you'll see the best of Aaron Nola and why?
I do think we'll see the best of Aaron Nola. I'll start from the injury factor. He's been a traditionally slow starter. So he did out of the gate. He wasn't with the same velocity, a couple miles an hour drop. But then he had all of a sudden he picked it up and he had pitched some good couple good games in a row, very well against the Cubs. And I think it was Arizona. But then he right before his start with when he was going to start against Cleveland in Tampa the day before, he twisted his ankle. They told me about it. They thought, oh, it's not too bad. He'll be fine. Well, he wasn't fine. And the reality is it was hurt a little bit worse than what he thought and what we thought. Aaron's tough. He's a gamer. Didn't want to miss a start. I think he tried to push through it. But there's no question if we had hindsight at that time, we wouldn't have put him out there for their next two outings. He was just starting to pick up his velocity. So I think he'll be fine. He'll pitch great for us, I think, when he gets back.
Great might be a stretch, but I do think we're going to see Aaron Nola not be a disaster. And I do think the ankle thing was real. You know, if you can't get push off, your velocity goes down a little bit. So that was Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about Aaron Nola and still believes in him. I'm shocked that the president of baseball operations still believes in the $172 million pitcher, but that's all right.
He has no choice but to continue to believe in him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. He's fine. Although, looking back, if we could have paid Ranger or Nola, I don't know.
I tell you what, though, we're a long way away from this decision having to be made. But every time you say 172, there's no way that's being left out of starting rotation in the playoffs.
As long as it's game four.
Three or four, yes. I feel you. With you.
Going to the bullpen. And also, he's not helping the bullpen.
Right. He's not helping the bullpen. And you're not going to leave him off the roster for
everyone,
the playoffs.
Take a chill pill. I understand the frustrations,
yes,
but take a chill pill. We'll get to Everyday Eagles here in 1 second, but first, here's Ike Reese.
Boy, these things come up pretty fast. Let's talk about my friends at Dietz and Watson.
Meat.
It is grilling season. That's right. Fire up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Dietz and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Dietz Nuts meat snacks. There's something for everyone in the family. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Dietz and Watson, premium meats, artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, let's do Everyday Eagles.
Everyday Eagles.
Now, I know this is ironic because we talk about the Eagles every day.
Oh, man. Couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. So 98 days to kick off Eagles Cowboys. We will have an Eagles-related question or topic every day, something different than maybe the usual topic. Is Jalen Hurts elite or not? We will maybe break from that and get into
The morning show got fired up about it this morning.
What do you mean? More important position. Of course he's better than Saquon.
Well.
Yeah, easy. Easy. And the camera tried to use a quote you said like
six months ago.
That they would choose A.J. Brown over Jalen. I was like, oh, that's a deep cut. I don't even know if you said that, honestly. I actually don't know if
when
you
said that. I was like, huh?
Did I say that? I might have to look through the system. So, well, speaking of Jalen,
yes.
I got two Jalen-related things for you. Yes. First is Insider of the Year candidate LeSean McCoy. He was on the facility yesterday.
He is an Insider of the Year candidate.
And he threw out this kind of nugget about the Eagles offense? Here's Shady.
They always have a new coordinator.
Yeah, Kellen Moore was a new coordinator.
And
but that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of holes with the
Eagles. The way he coached is like way different from how they played this year. Yeah. If I say like AJ told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
Ike, what's your reaction to that?
Goodness gracious, man. Well, my first reaction to that is, can we do this without actually revealing sources? Like, yeah, can you just go ahead and give the opinion and say, listen, I talk to people in the building.
Yeah.
And that works out perfectly fine.
Yep. The problem for Shady now, and he did this all last year. I talked to AJ. Guess what? If all of a sudden on the show he talks about how the passing offense stinks or something,
people know
who it's coming from.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. That might be the last time AJ throws Shady a nugget.
Yeah, so I actually think, like, AJ, this is just you and I, you know, Ike's here too.
Yes.
Maybe just don't talk to Shady for, like, because I know people like to say NFA around me, not for air.
Right.
Seems like Shady might have to get the same kind of message. Where,
and he called himself, and that's why the other guys laughed when he called himself. They're like, hold on, dude.
Well, and if you watch the video, he's like, I talk to players.
Right.
And he tried to, like, cover his tracks.
Right.
It doesn't sound like AJ's thrilled with the offense, but whatever.
Well, and I mean, let's face it. I'm sure if you got A.J. Brown's talent, you weren't necessarily thrilled with how the offense was sort of running last year. You're happy that it led to victories and it led to your first ever championship. But as a wide receiver, no matter how humble they may come across, they all want the ball.
Yes.
And they never believe they get it enough.
Mm-mm.
So
no receiver has ever said, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, you have to throw me the ball.
Yeah. Well, and it just continues to ram home the point of, like, the offense has to change this year. I know Saquon's great. We get it. But, like, A.J. also has to eat next year. I mean, A.J., he still had over 1,000 yards,
over 1,000,
but it was barely over 1,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, A.J. Brown is a 1,500-yard receiver.
And he missed four games, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's going to sign up for another year of a lot of blocking. And
yeah,
like, what, he had 5 touchdowns last year, and 2 of them were by Tanner McKay? Or
I think you're right.
Yeah.
One was by Tanner, and the other was by Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, like, I think Jalen must have only thrown him, what, 3?
Yeah.
So he's a guy who should be a double-digit touchdown guy.
Easily, every year.
He should be on a Hall of Fame track. He could be on a Hall of Fame track. So the offense is certainly – It can't be as run heavy as it was last year. Now, the other thing, and I actually disagree with this. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you what Pro Football Focus said.
Okay.
So they labeled the Eagles' passing game as their weakness. Their Eagles' biggest weakness heading into the year is their passing game. And what they wrote was, much of that burden falls on quarterback Jalen Hurts, who ranked 23rd among qualifiers in PFF passing grade, despite an outstanding final two games of the season. Do you think that their biggest weakness is the passing game?
No. I think the biggest weakness is on defense. And we'll see how big of a weakness it is, but it could easily be the secondary, depending on who emerges. I don't know who two of the starters are. I don't know who all 4 or 5 of the back end guys are.
I think there's no doubt about it, it's the secondary.
Yeah, right? It's got to be the secondary.
The opposite side of Quinion's, a big question mark, whether Coop goes out there. I don't think he will. And then, listen, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, for as much as they, whether it's money reasons or got rid of him for locker room reasons, the year he's here in 22, they had a top 5 defense, and the year last year they're the best defense in the league. When he left, they went to 32.
Yep.
Is that all C.J. Gardner-Johnson? No, of course not. But it's also
he certainly made us better.
He certainly made the Eagles better.
No doubt about it. And whomever's going to play back there certainly doesn't have nearly the experience that CJ has, unless they bring somebody in from the outside, which I don't expect them to do. So it's going to be, I think, young guys learning on the job. I understand the passing game wasn't great last year, but the passing game has shown itself to be better than average in the past. You know, I go back to that 2022 season. I go back to those 10 or 11 games in 2023 where Jalen was throwing the ball more. He was throwing the ball down the field, turning the ball over a little bit more. But here's the thing I'll say to that, to be fair to him. When you look at some of the other quarterbacks that throw the ball with the regularity they throw the ball with, and those high touchdown passing numbers, sometimes you're going to get high interception numbers.
It's okay. Yeah.
Like Burrow, I think, threw 15 interceptions. I think Mahomes threw like 13 or 14 interceptions. Like we flip out about Jalen, who threw 6 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I couldn't understand with Spike. He's like, well, Lamar Jackson only threw 4. Well, Jalen threw 6. I don't know. That's not okay. Both of them are impressive to only have 6 interceptions over 17 games. Now, granted, you didn't throw the ball as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying this to say if they start to throw the ball a lot more, then you may get a few more turnovers.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I'll take them if they're pushing the ball down the
yes.
field.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. As long as they aren't reckless or careless mm-hmm. turnovers.
Which they were at the end of
yep.
at the end of 23.
If they're being aggressive, I'm okay with those, a few of those.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not get into the 16, 17.
I'm okay with a few of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we'll get to a fun trip down memory lane here after we talk to David in Toms River. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, fellas, great show so far. Loving it. I appreciate the time.
Of course.
What's up, Dave?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, guys, quick question. I agree. Legend, man. I love you, bro. Thank you so much. You're the
appreciate
man.
It. Don't do it. We don't have time.
Hey, quick two Eagles things. Real quick. Like, I know, like, we talked about the elite thing, but, like, when it comes to the elite thing, like, what do you think in the top five? Like, how far do we go down the line with elite? You think, like, top three, then that's who we say is elite? Because I'm just trying to, like, you know, figure it out a little bit.
Listen, I agree with you. I think it's subjective for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have moved Jalen in that elite class primarily because of his winning, his consistency of winning, his playing big and big games.
Mm-hmm.
The fact you look at his record against those guys that we profess to be elite quarterbacks, he's beaten all of them. I mean, right. It's not a 500 record. It's like 8-2, 9-1 or something like that.
Not even close, yeah.
Yeah, that is not even close. So mm-hmm. I understand his stats may not be as gaudy as those guys, but he right. wins. Only quarterback that wins more than him is Patrick Mahomes. So,
right.
So
right.
for me, that's what my argument has been, David, that, yeah, that those guys, they give you the beautiful stats and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the winning. Give me
Understood.
The winning. Every coach, every GM, every fan base would trade Jalen Hurts' resume for their quarterback's resume, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes. Are you kidding me?
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Well, that's my thing, too, because I'm just thinking, like, I think, like, the guys who say it's not, it's all about, like, they look at the passing and what the productive passing, but then guys like you who have played, right?
Yep, yep.
We're trying to win. All right, my last thing, guys, once again, thanks for the time. Listen, everyone's saying what, like, you know, we love Sweaty Mill Williams, but, like, I live in Giants country over here in Towns River, but, like, it's just funny how, like, oh, you guys lost me. No. It's, what are they going to do without Big JC, man? Come on, guys. Like,
yeah.
The guy's an animal. Like, the guy's a stud, so, like, I love Jalen Hurts. I mean, what kind of rookie gets a sack in the Super Bowl? But yeah,
yeah. I mean, right, not a 58. I know. I mean, it's as simple as that, David. I mean, appreciate the phone call.
By the way, shut up. I saw Jalen Hurts a couple weeks ago. Eagles Autism Challenge.
Yep.
I could be wrong,
dude. I'm in on Jalen Hurts, man.
But it looks like he put on a few lbs.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in a good way. You know, last year's a little smaller.
Yeah.
It looks like he's gotten a little, certainly been hitting the weights.
I like Jackson a lot.
Yeah, guess what he said? I'm going to represent the 5'8".
Hell yeah.
Oh,
I don't even care if he made that story up. I believe it.
People going to be asking for his best play as an Eagle?
Well, he has a couple.
Will people be able to name him?
Yes.
20 years from now?
He's hosting on WIP. The text line. Don't worry, Buzz. Don't stress. There's no text line. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Before we get out of here, I'd be remiss if we didn't take a nice trip down memory lane. It was on this day, May 29th, 2010, that Roy Halladay was perfect. And what we have for you is the final at-bat, the entire final at-bat, a masterclass by L.A. Fransky in L.A. So here is that.
Here's the windup. The right-hander's 1-2. Strike three, called over the inside corner. It's strikeout number 11. And Roy Halladay is one out away from a perfect game tonight in Miami. Ronnie Paulino is all that stands between Halladay and a perfect game. He is the 27th man to come to the plate.
And who's more nervous, us or Halladay?
Probably us.
I think so. He just, nothing phases him. It doesn't appear to.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Paulino. Swung on, fouled away to the right side. It's nothing and one.
112 pitches for Halladay to this point. 70 strikes, 42 balls.
Worth in right, patting the fist into the glove. He's straight away, not deep. Victorino shaded to right center. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Paulino takes down and away.
And everybody in this stadium is on their feet.
Ibanez is deep, straight away and left. All the infielders are as deep as they can possibly be. One ball and one strike. The count on right-handed hitting Ronnie Paulino. Halladay winds in the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. He's a strike away. 1-2 the count. Halladay takes the baseball back. Steps back up onto the mound. Tucks the baseball in his right hand. Now into the glove. Holds it in front of the letters. Nods yes. The wind. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. Castro's got it. Spins. Throws. Yeah. He got him. A perfect game for Roy Halladay. 27 up and 27 down. Halladay is mobbed at the mound as the Phillies celebrate perfection tonight in Miami. They stream out of the bullpen from the left field line and they mob Halladay to the right of the mound. Roy Halladay has retired all 27 Marlins. 11 strikeouts for Roy Halladay. He becomes only the second Philly ever to throw a perfect game. And he is the 20th in Major League history to turn the feat. Charlie Manuel, the Phillies manager, with a slow walk out of the dugout, finally meeting with Halladay, who exchanges hugs with every one of his teammates. And I guess the extra day of rest paid off.
It must have helped. It must have helped. Boy, he is grinning from ear to ear. Obviously, he should be. But you just don't see a lot of emotion from Roy Halladay. We're seeing it right now. And the Phillies, it's a shame that he's not able to do this at home in front of the fans at home. But the reason they got him is not for perfect games, but the fact that this guy's capable of doing this every time he goes out there.
A 1-0 win for the Phillies tonight. Halladay with a perfect game as he retires all 27 men tonight in Miami. What a performance by Doc.
The best. Now, I miss Roy Halladay, and there was just no one. There's no one better to look up to from like a young pitcher perspective during that time than Roy Halladay.
Yeah, man. We talk about the year Saquon had last year and that whole greatest individual season.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that year deserved to end up in a World Series for Roy. It just did.
That 10 team,
man,
they got super hot in September.
Man.
So Halladay, of course, he had the no-hitter in the playoffs. No-hitter in the playoffs. He had the perfect game. What's funny about that, the start before that, he allowed like 6 earned against the Red Sox.
Really?
And I know you feel
6 earned runs?
Like he got shelled. He got shelled in the start before it.
Really?
And people were like, and they gave him an extra day of rest because they wanted him to be right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he used that as motivation, and he went out there and threw a perfect game. That year, no one talked. Obviously, you got the game won against the Giants was frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cody Ross game or whatever.
Yeah,
he came back in Game 5 and threw 6 innings of I think 1-run ball or shutout ball on a pulled groin that he pulled in the second inning. That's hard to do. I just, gosh, with one more championship and had Doc gotten one. It's kind of a bummer he didn't.
Yeah, I remember that night. That was a Saturday night, right? Final game at the CBP. That's when Ryan Howard didn't swing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of the last game.
Oh, last game against the Giants. Yeah,
last game against the Giants.
Yeah, Brian Wilson, game six.
Yeah.
But I actually, fun fact, missed the Halliday no-hitter, or Halliday perfect game. Because I was camping on the banks of the Delaware River.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Look at you.
You ever go back and rewatch the whole thing?
Stanley Cup Finals, too.
It was game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Did I go back and rewatch the whole thing?
Yeah.
I think I watched every out of it.
You know how they scored the one run? This is deep cut trivia.
How the Phillies scored the one run? I don't.
It was an error in center field that Utley hit into.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh. And wasn't the hardest hit ball of the night in the ninth inning to center field against Victorino? And had it been at CBP, it would have been gone?
Yes. Because it was an old Sun Life stadium, so it's like 420 to center.
Yeah.
Got a little bailed out by the park.
Yeah, he did. All right. I've been a loyal, we still got a little bit of the show left, but yeah. I have been a loyal customer of the Scott Auto Group for years. My first car, my current car, both came from the Scott Auto Group. Love my Scott family. And you really need to check out the brand new Scott Kia location in Limerick, where their focus is on you. With a stunning new showroom, a state-of-the-art service center, and a car buying process that's easy, transparent, and genuinely enjoyable. They value your time and treat you like a VIP. It's time to experience what five-star service feels like. It's always smooth sailing at Scott Kia of Limerick and Springfield. And when you go, make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. So, couple minutes left here before we hand things off to Greg Murphy in game two tonight between the Phils and the Braves. Good pitching matchup, one that is probably going to extend and go a little deeper because both bullpens, I don't know, are in the best shape. Mm-hmm. Phils going for the sweep. Zach Wheeler on the mound versus Chris Sale, who has been a little down from last year winning the National League Cy Young, but still a tough task for the Phillies tonight.
Yeah. And obviously with the series already in hand, I still don't. Whenever Zach Wheeler is on the mound, I expect the team to win.
I know.
I know. So I'm looking forward for a sweep tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Wins still count in the standings when you've already won the series.
Yes,
they do, Buzz. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for the reminder. That is dynamite.
Shouldn't
All right.
Mail it in.
Yep. Real quick, the lineup for the Phils tonight, they go Turner, Schwarber in the two hole.
Wow.
Yeah. Schwarber in the two hole, who obviously has been great against lefties, but still. Alec Bohm in the three spot.
Bohmer!
Four hit Nick Castellanos.
Holy cow, today. Did you see that?
Four hits, a lot of singles, but it's all right. One of these years, we'll mix in a double. The JT's batting fifth. Oof. Edmundo Sosa's batting sixth. Looks like his tush is fine. Weston Wilson is in left field. Who smoked lefties so far this year. Bryson Stott all the way down at second base, and Johan Rojas in center field. Murph is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.